Good morning. The reading for this morning is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. In the Red Pew Bibles, it is on page 681. Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Obviously, it's a story, but it has a great deal of truth in it. And actually, throughout this whole service, there has been a whole lot of Jesus and facts about Jesus, because he is actually the centre of the story, isn't he? So in amongst the yeahs and the weird and the boogies and the dancing and the Frankenstein, the facts shone out, didn't they? The whole story really has been right through at this whole service, and everybody who's been taking part has underlined that. So I want to end it today and talking about gospel, which is G O, S, I know you can spell, P, E, and what's the other one? L. And I can't find it. Here we go. Yeah, that's it. Gospel means good news. And I just want to talk about that for 10 minutes. So if I have your attention for that, I think we can manage that, can't we? So, gospel. Right, starts with a G. I'll get somebody to hold it up eventually. So we spell the word gospel. G stands for God. God who is good. God who is always good. God who has given us life. God has given us a world to live in. A God who made us. And therefore a God who alone is good. There is no one else good but God. God is not good enough. He is good. That's good news, isn't it? Secondly, offers. Okay? Offers. That's what the gospel also says. God is generous. He likes to give. He's always giving. So maybe I can use an illustration. Let's pretend we're going to make chocolate tiffin, and we're going to make it at school. So we take all the ingredients of chocolate tiffin to school. We bought them. We spent hours making this tiffin. We put it in a tin. We get on the school bus, and it's cool to sit on the top deck. So we're on the top deck, and we share our tiffin with everybody on the top deck. Isn't that kind? Say yes. Oh, that's good. And then you go home with your tin to Mum, who's looking for a big slab of tiffin because she knows you're making tiffin that day. And lo and behold, there's only crumbs. Everybody else thinks you're kind and generous, and you are, if you've done that. Is this a true story? Yes, it's a true story. Who did it? Well, I might tell you in a minute. Jesus met a woman at a well in Samaria. He offered to her eternal life. And he mentioned the generosity of God that was coming through him into so that people could have eternal life. That would be worth evangelizing about, wouldn't it? So why does the church keep silent about eternal life? Well, that's offer. I think that's an offer. But God offers S. What might that stand for? So it could be, but it isn't. But it's a good try. Well done. Don't feel ashamed. Sinful. Sinful. God, you see, is pure and good. And he does nothing wrong and he's never selfish. When God is making his big lists, it's not all about him. Well, it is about him, but it's not really. It also includes you and me and how he can be good to us. Isn't that interesting? So let's go back to the school bus. Everybody has eaten the tiffin. They're all happy. They're particularly happy with Naomi Kirkby, who has actually done this deed. Well done, Naomi. I'm sorry for mentioning you, but I said to your mum I would. And I fear your mum more than I fear you. Though she's out of a job with some of that teaching she was given to the children on that DVD. Oof, dear me. Sorry, no, I'm not. You've got your job, Rio, and you do a far better job than me. And let's just pretend that all these people who take the tiffin don't want Naomi. Oh, I can't stand you, Naomi. You're horrible. You're not cool. I don't want to hang around with you. Got stupid, whatever. But I know they're not like that, Naomi. She's upstairs, it's all right. But nonetheless, that's how we treat God, isn't it? We want his stuff. We don't want him. The story was true, wasn't it? The lists that we make for Christmas are what we want. And we don't care about God's list. About what he wants. We're sinful people. We're not good. And no, we're not even good enough. We might try to be nice, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be trying to be nice, but we're not good enough, are we? Because God sees right into our heads and our hearts and knows what they're like. Our lists are just desires for us. God offers sinful. Go on then. People, you're right this time. Yeah, that's all right. Sinful people. People are important, you see. God made us. Do you know that? God gave us life and he's giving us life now. We're breathing only because he's allowing us to breathe. We're very important because we're people. Now, whether God offers animals eternal life is another point, and I'm not going into that this morning. But I do know he offers human beings eternal life. He offers you and me. Oh, sorry, I've gone there now, haven't I? There's E, isn't it? It all stands for eternal, doesn't it? Never ending, never dying, never stopping. That's eternal, isn't it? Eternal. Brilliant, isn't it? Because everything in life comes to an end, doesn't it? Everything. Even Christmas. The lights will be packed away. The tree will be brought down. It's all over. Off we go into the new year. Everything ends in this world. So, eternal life. Life that cannot end. A perfect relationship with God as our best friend forever is the best life. God as our best friend through Jesus forever is the best life. And it's all through Jesus, as we've already seen on the clip. Jesus who lived and died and rose again and is coming back. Jesus. All of Jesus. It would be like Naomi getting onto the top bus of her school bus, and she has baked a tin of tiffin for everybody. Not just a bit. Because you see, everything that we need for eternal life is in Jesus, all of Jesus. You don't get a bit of Jesus when you've become a follower of Jesus. You get the whole of Jesus. And everything that you need for eternal life is in Jesus. I went to the office this week, and Rowena was complaining. She doesn't often do that. I have to say, it's normally a very happy place. But she was complaining quite bitterly that a bit of her cake was missing. I think it was a dolly mixture. I mean, really? And she was looking in my direction. I wasn't very happy about that. But I can assure you I never stole the dolly mixture. Some other thieving hands did. I don't know who they were, but there's a few names going across my mind. But when we come to Jesus, there's nothing missing. When you follow Jesus, when he's your Savior, you get eternal life. So how do you get eternal life this morning? How do you get it? By being good enough? No. By being religious? No. By trying to do good works, as good as they might be? No. It's only in Jesus. And Jesus alone. So what do you have to do? What did the elf do in the story? She prayed and asked Jesus to be her Savior. What did Santa have to do at the end? He had to bow and ask Jesus to be her Savior, his Savior. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. All you have to do is ask. It's not that simple, is it? No. Yes. All you have to do is ask. I often went to see my dad sometimes and I had a request. But I always knew it was always going to be no. I don't know why I asked, but I was just a persistent beggar. But often it was going to be no because it was a bad thing I was asking for. When you come to God through Jesus, God promises you, yes, I will give you eternal life through Jesus. And so from the youngest to the oldest in this room, all you have to do to get eternal life is ask. What's on your list this Christmas time? Maybe this morning in TCM, the most important thing on your list will be, I want Jesus as my Savior and eternal life forever. Well, how can you be sure? He's written it all down. You know, the best thing that they asked for was a Bible. And from Genesis to Revelation, we sang, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the hero. It's all about the Savior who came to die for us on a cross and rise again from the dead to give us what? Eternal life. Is that good news today, TCM? Thank you, John. Glad you turned up. I was saying amen to your prayer as well, brother. I was. Even a secular paper today, or yesterday, says the greatest need of Britain is evangelism. Isn't that interesting? They're declaring the gospel. And the gospel is God offering, sinful, I'll still do it, people, eternal life. How amazing is that? Let's pray. Take a moment. I'm going to give you a moment. Maybe this morning you will ask the Lord Jesus for eternal life. You may be a child, or you may be a very old person or somewhere in between. So I want you to ask Jesus this morning for eternal life. That you've been bad, and that you have kept God out of your life because you're selfish, and so am I. But God came through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus, into this world to pay the price and give you, as a gift, eternal life. So ask for it. And if you have, then tell somebody today, your parents, or maybe a Sunday school teacher or somebody that you trust, that that's what you've done. If Jesus is your Savior and he has given you eternal life, as he has me, then let us renew ourselves to evangelize the nation and the nations of this world. Heavenly Father, you sent your Son into this world. Amazing gift. We deserve nothing from you at all. But yet you not only give us life, but you give us eternal life. We renew ourselves in you today, this Christmas time and beyond, that we may tell others about this amazing Jesus, that they too can have eternal life. For Jesus' sake. Amen.